Today on the Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the ghosts of the Samuel Miller Mansion with Amy Rodebach. What do you think about as far as spirits that are there? Do you encounter any of the same ones?
I do, yeah. There's a handful of regulars that come out, so maybe five or six. And then everyone else is a new experience every day. Every other spirit. I say people and everyone else. They're spirits.
And when you have investigative groups, do they kind of, like, once they're over, do you kind of get together and talk about what their findings are? And are they kind of feeling the same way about the place?
We do get together, unless they're private teams. Up until now, I let the private teams in and give them a tour and then tell them to lock up when they leave. So when I do an investigation with people, we do talk about stuff. We gather together and talk about our experiences and stuff. Some of the names are validated then, and the names are the same. I would say maybe 10 regulars, I would say.
I would think that would be validating to you when somebody else picks up on the same name that you have.
Yeah, I don't get names very often either. The names come from the people that investigate it. So I can hear the names later on. You know, when I first started this, I wasn't hearing anything. So I got my names from the people that were there, and validation through the spirits themselves saying, yes, it's me, George, you know, stuff like that. That's how I get my information of the names of the people. And that's pretty much how I know that there's only a handful there of regulars.
Now, do you think like some of the darker energy, like you were talking about the man upstairs who doesn't like to be bothered, or maybe doesn't like women?
Yeah, he doesn't like women.
Maybe both.
I get called names all the time from him, but I'm sarcastic with him. He likes to be called Lord. And then I say, George, da, 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 and then I say, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, George. It's sarcastic, and that's how I am to him. So he'll call me a bitch.
And do you just hear that in your head?
Sometimes, and I have a spirit box that allows everyone to hear what the spirits are saying. So we'll hear that over the spirit box so everyone can hear what he's saying. He gets really nasty sometimes with his words.
I would find it rather terrifying if I had a spirit calling me a bitch, because what else are you capable of? That's where my brain would go. Do you find it threatening at all?
I don't. I don't freak out very easily. They're just not that mean to me, or I'm used to it, or I'm not sure, but I think they're my friends. And I thank them every day for being cooperative, and I make sure to go up and tell them, hey, there's going to be some people here that would love to speak with you. If you'd like to join in a conversation, that'd be awesome. Thank you. You know, I'm very personable with the spirits there, and they let me know what their concerns are, and I try to help them in any way possible.
See, I think that's such a good approach is to... I've talked to other people who've done the same thing. Even if it's, there was one guy I talked to who had worked at a haunted theater. So they're having a kid's movie. So he would go around and be like, there's going to be lots of children in here today. Yeah. And explaining what's happening. And I really, really appreciate that approach.
Yeah. The spirits really like that too. They like the warning, and that way they can prepare if they want to be around or not. And I know that, George has them hidden, or someone has them hidden somewhere. We've actually asked children that, and sometimes they come through. Yes, and, like their voice is really distant. We can't really hear them and stuff like that.
And since you have a working business, I'm assuming it's the main floor, and you have employees, I'm going to guess. Do they pick up on stuff too in that area?
There have been accounts Well, the basement door is right in the press room area. So,
which is pretty creepy looking.
Yeah, it is. It's creepy feeling too. So one time my husband caught the clock. It was just a hang up battery operated clock hanging on the wall. He caught that clock spinning around really fast for like a minute, and then it stopped, and then it went back to normal. He actually got that on video.
Oh my gosh.
A record player in the break room and the radio in the bindery room, they turn off and on by themselves. So there's some activity in the press room area also.
So when somebody comes in, you hired a new person, you're like, well, Carol, just going to tell you, you might, here's what you might encounter while you're working here.
We don't tell anyone, actually. We let them find out for themselves. We have a our handyman, we call him. He was upstairs working on our shutters that we... He ran downstairs so quick, and he asked my husband, Chris, he said, are you just walking around upstairs? And Chris is like, no, I'm right here at the press. And he says, well, someone's walking around up on the third floor. And yes, that is a common occurrence to hear footsteps on the third floor as a patrol area type thing. So he was a believer then. He turned into a believer.
Well, and those are the things that you can't explain. You know you heard footsteps. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
And so how do you explain it?
Yeah, you can't.
You just can't.
Yeah. The TV show that's happening, they're excellent debunkers. They try to debunk everything before it's considered documented paranormal evidence.
Which I love that approach. And I think every team needs a good debunker on their team.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because we can all jump to, oh, that was paranormal. Was it?
Yeah, I try to debunk stuff myself. I'm guilty of that, but I'd rather have it be true than fake.
Well, and it would be nice to know if there's something that's been happening that feels paranormal, and they're like, well, actually, the heating system, which I don't think you have in that part of the building... But I think it would be nice to know that there is a reason for this sound.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a toilet that runs occasionally. It sounds like it's flushing. It's an old toilet. But I found in the basement where it's leaking, the pipes, toilet. So that explains why the toilet goes off and sounds like it's flushing every now and then.
Because that would sound really paranormal.
It, yeah. Yeah, people actually think, hey, someone was flushing the toilet, but no one was in the bathroom. Well, here's why.
See, I just think that's really good. And that will be fascinating to watch this TV show over the next year.
I can't wait for it.
So basically, are you on any episodes? Do they talk to you to kind of set up the beginning of this?
I had an interview with them, and They only shot one episode so far. I would love to be included in an investigation with the guests, but I'm not sure what their plans are for that yet. It's all just like a hit or miss kind of thing. If I'm there, I might get an opportunity. If I'm not, I don't.
It's a really great premise.
Hmm?
It's a great premise for a show. So they have the cameras in there. Other people can go in and investigate. So if somebody listening right now has a group, yep, you could go sign up. I mean, and you got to pay to investigate.
And it's also live stream too. Like you can click on their site and watch it live anytime you want.
Now, do they go back and edit, take that footage and kind of put together a highlight reel, if you will?
I'm not sure. I haven't even seen it.
And where's the best place to watch that? I saw on your Facebook page, you've got some links.
I think YouTube and VHX, I want to say. I haven't looked into it yet. You have to just subscribe to one of them. And I think that's the one that you can watch the live feed from and see behind the scenes footage and stuff like that. The YouTube one, I would assume that that's where the episodes are going to air.
I can't wait to see some produced episodes, because it would be interesting, because these are people that are well known in the paranormal field. They have great credentials, and they're watching other people investigate, you know, when they're reviewing the footage.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting concept. But then I could see them kind of debunking what other people might be going, oh my gosh, we just captured this or that.
Yeah, right.
Or they might see things in the footage that other people didn't even see.
Yeah, I mean, they could capture a full body apparition standing right next to one of the guests there, you know, who knows?
And how did they end up finding your place of all the haunted locations in the U.S.?
I think I contacted Daryl Marston years ago and asked him if he'd be interested in coming to our grand opening event in 2019. And he agreed. And then he came again like maybe a year and a half ago. And I said, how's your night going? And he says, oh, I'm having an awesome time. And he was just so excited about it. It happened night there, which was great. So he wanted to start this TV show here in the U.S. and he thought of my place and yep, sure can do it here. That'd be awesome. Cause he's such a great guy.
That's really cool. So he obviously picked up on a lot when he was there. If somebody wants to do investigations there, can they book them through a website, or how can they go about getting information?
It's myhauntedhq.com. Myhauntedhq.com.
So they have to book through their group?
Yes.
Okay. And then they probably have to sign a bunch of releases and stuff since all this is being taped.
Or reserve. Right, yeah.
But that's cool that they'll sign up through them and they can come investigate your building.
And they can stay overnight too. There's going to be different packages that they can choose from. So that's going
to
be cool.
Do you like to, when somebody does sign up to investigate, do you meet them there and show them around? Because
I do.
I was going to say, because looking at the place and what we've talked about too, I would think they would need to know where you can go, where you can't go.
Right.
Yeah. And it's big. They might not even know about some of the rooms.
I always meet them there. I'm a half hour away. So I go there and give them a tour and tell them what to do when they leave and, you know, lights and doors and everything. Show them where to eat and stuff like that. So I'm not going to be doing that, but maybe once in a while. Depending on how many bookings we get. But I do enjoy meeting new teams that come in, and I'm always so excited for them. I'm like, you're going to have so much fun. I'm so excited for you. Yeah. I love to meet new people like that.
And I just think kind of going over what they collect, and especially with this show coming up, it'll be really fascinating.
I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be excellent. And I like the fact that it's already filming 24/7. So at any time you could find some interesting things going on because it's so active in there. We have a regular that he's a shadow person, super tall. I'm hoping to be able to catch him on video. I have little clips, 3-second lives of him twice. But other people see him too. So I would love to be able to see him on film.
I think I saw one of your videos where you were, there was an orb or something, and then you see like the shadow just pop up.
Yeah, I'm like so excited about this orb. I hope I caught it, I said. And here I didn't even know standing right there and getting out of the frame. Like that, yeah, that's the man that I'm talking about in this dark area too. I think there's two because the man in the dark area is really super tall. This man that I caught the orb in, he's not that tall.
And it's fast. It's like boom, boom.
Yeah. And I can't believe it. If you have an iPhone and you use lives, I always catch audio clips. I have hundreds of them. A lot of times people can't hear them, but I have them.
Do you? I love it. Do you do? And especially because you have a unique set of abilities that most of us do not have. When you investigate, do you need a lot of different equipment, or do you kind of go just with your phone, your camera, maybe spirit box or something?
Usually if I have someone with me, I'll bring my spirit box just so we can both hear the voices if there are any. But when I go by myself and sit somewhere, I'll just record my on my phone, just a little session. Because I don't always hear voices,
right?
You know, random here and there. I've been lately hearing my name whispered all the time, right in my ear. I'm like, yes, I'm here. Like, they're not telling me anything, but they keep whispering my name.
It's just kind of a acknowledgement, maybe. Like, hey, we know it's you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They do it here in my house, too. So it's someone that wants to get my attention, yet they don't.
So do you think that your house is haunted as well and has spirits, or do they come home with you when you have to go to work?
I think they belong to me, whether they will be my ancestors or it's Indian territory up here where I live. And I hear them. They're around. I came in contact with Native Americans. And at one time, they were building a hotel up here on the hill. And it was supposed to take up the entire hill and be this beautiful, huge getaway for people. The workers are still here working on the hotel in spirit. Their energy is here. So there are a lot. This land is very active.
Pennsylvania, the whole, you know, you just think about the Native Americans, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, just all of the hardship and things that have happened on that land.
Yeah. I've gotten stories here that are terrifying and horrible too. So yeah, I just got lucky. The whole land up here is filled with quartz crystal also. So it's a big generator for paranormal activity. And the river's right below me too.
You've got everything going on right there.
Yeah, I love it.
It's like everything you need.
Yeah.
And even your husband's having experiences.
Yes, yeah, finally.
Which, you know, it's something when he's starting to have experiences. It's like, okay, see, told you, it's not just me.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to watch the show. And on the Facebook page, Samuel Miller Mansion, just search for that on Facebook. There's all kinds of information about the TV show. I think everything you need's right there, isn't it?
I'm going to be changing some of the information on it so people can go through My Haunted HQ to book their stay there. I just haven't gotten to that yet.
So be looking for that. And I did see a link. There were some videos, and I think there was a link to My Haunted HQ that I saw on one of the posts.
I'm on Instagram and TikTok also, which I don't get. So that's kind of a little behind. But I'm a busy girl.
So TikTok and Instagram, is it also Samuel Miller Mansion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I would love to come through during the daytime. I don't know if I'm brave enough at night for that place.
It's not that scary.
It is fascinating to me. Thanks. Just watching the videos, and there's so many out there.
Yeah.
Of people who have been there. It's just really something. It's amazing. I love the story about you were just drawn to it and knew right away you had to buy it.
I'm glad I had the opportunity to get it.
And the fact that it was a print shop, you have a print shop, it was like supposed to be. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see it for myself someday.
Okay.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Samuel Miller Mansion. For more information about paranormal investigations and the new series on the mansion, Search for Samuel Miller Mansion on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.